This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have gone through absolute caca share with us advice on getting to the other side. I am honored today to have Dr. Allie Griffith with me, and I'm going to start right in with asking you, Dr. Allie, please tell us in a couple sentences who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day.
I am an autism parenting strategist and business coach. I am an audiologist, speech language pathologist. Most importantly, I am Zachary's mom, an autism mom. We are located in Brooklyn, New York, and you can catch me either speaking or writing a book or coaching many others out there on how to overcome obstacles and challenges.
Beautiful. You sound like a busy lady, Dr. Allie. So the next question here is, would you please, Dr. Allie, summarize something that you went through? This podcast is about going through severe hardship. And what was the worst part?
Getting Zachary's diagnosis, my only son, and wanting this perfect child and being rudely disrupted with, I do not have a perfect child. But then learning later on that there is no such thing as perfection. But that was felt like absolutely caca. It was a shatter to every hopes and dreams that I had for my child or as a mom would want for their child.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'm sure that many folks listening are going to be able to relate to what you went through. The next question is, it takes a total warrior to get to the other side of difficulties. What is the best thing, Dr. Allie, about being on the other side for you?
Coming back and helping others, like teaching them the things that I've learned, helping them to avoid some of the mistakes that I made, and holding their hands through some of the caca.
Absolutely. And what are some of the ways that you help other parents go through what they're going through?
I help them by learning different shifting exercises that I learned, which is more realignment back to self-care, learning tools and strategies on how to parent a child with special needs, then also helping them to align themselves with seeing their strength and power through it and how they can now use this to either help others or go out there and share more information about it once they're on the other side.
On the other side, yes. And I have found kind of a common thread with women who've been through something really difficult that they're already warriors for getting through it, but then to pay it forward and then to be in a place where you are helping other women go through something and then they're paying it forward and so on. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
The next question is, Dr. Allie, who are some other brave warriors like you who have gone through absolute caca and have come out on that other side and you think are really inspirational and really should be on a podcast like this one?
Well, I always credit one of my mentors, Areva Martin. She also has a son on the spectrum, and I see her out there as a serious business person, businesswoman, advocate, living her life. Lisa Nichols, also another one of my motivational speaking coaches, Susie Carter, just ladies that have went through mothering in exceptional challenges and coming through on the other side and then mentoring other women through it.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for mentioning them. We all stand on the shoulders of giants, right?
Yes. And then my moms that I've helped, they're incredible giants also. All of them that are listening out there.
You mean your moms, meaning your clients, the women that you help?
Yeah, well, my client, my tribe, I have a really big following of women that come to me for support. And we have a membership group, we have a support group. We are constantly helping each other through different stages because as with autism, it varies with ages.
That's beautiful.
And stages.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. So the next question here is really the heart of this podcast. Dr. Allie, what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are going through absolute caca on how to get to that other side? Number one piece of advice you would give them?
Stop trying to do it alone. Reach out for help and get someone who is on the other side that can align you and help you to see that you're not crazy or to help you through those really rough and dark moments. Stop doing it alone, whether it's coaching, whether it's mentorship, whether it's just joining a support group. Stop doing it alone.
Fantastic. I love that. And finally, since we on this podcast are all about being epic, big, big stuff, if you could have any superpower, Dr. Ali, what would it be?
Ooh, if I could have any superpower, I would be able to manipulate time. Ooh. Stop time, jump, go forward in time, go back in time. Yeah, I want to have an effect on time.
Awesome. What would you do? What are like the first, this is the first thing you would do if you could manipulate time?
I would slow it down. Sometimes I feel like if I don't have enough time during the day. So when I feel like if I still have things I need to get accomplished, I would say, okay, I just need one more hour and I'll just increase the hour, increase the time at that time.
I love that. I can see it right now. I can see you just whizzing around in your kitchen. Oh, that's wonderful. I've never heard that one before.
I know, right?
So Dr. Ali, we have about 1 minute left. The mic is yours. What would you like to leave our audience with about going through hardship and staging that massive epic comeback in your life?
Understanding that we go through these challenges for a reason, that life is really going through hills and going through valleys, and that when you go through the valleys, they really prepare you to be even stronger for those hills. So when those adversities come up, when the challenges come up, I know it doesn't feel like it at the moment, but just understand that this is something that will make me stronger. This is something that's going to make me a better person. And you may not see it at that time or feel it at that time, but just know that you will get to the other side. And once you get to that other side, it's now your responsibility to go back and help someone else. Be epic.
Be epic. Absolutely. And this podcast is about giving women who are going through tough stuff some hope and some inspiration. And I'm feeling inspired right now. And I'm sure that other listeners will be too. Thank you so much. Dr. Ali, I'm honored to have you on today. And I'd like for you to let us know, where can we find you?
You can find me at Dr. Ali Griffith. That's DRALIGRIFFITH.com. I give a lot of free gifts out on my website, but Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, they're all at Dr. Ali Griffith. And whichever one is your social media gusto, then join me there. I do a lot of fun things, conferences, retreats. I service both special needs moms and moms out there that are just facing exceptional challenges. So if you feel like I connect with you and I can support you, definitely reach out to me.
Wonderful. Good to know that you work with women in general and not just with one particular population.
They keep coming and I couldn't tell them no.
Oh, I love that. What a beautiful problem to have. So this is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging an epic comeback after a life-shattering experience in your life, go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com. Thank you again, Dr. Ali Griffith.
Thanks for having me, Nikki.